There is the brass paper fastener, for instance. I have sometimes thought that Euphemia married me with an eye to these conveniences. She has two in her grey gloves and one, with the head inked, in her boot in the place of a button. Others I suspect her of. Then she fastened the lampshade together with them and tried one day to introduce them instead of pearl buttons as a fissioned anchorage for cuffs and collars. And she made a new handle for the little drawer under the inkstand with one. Indeed, the literary household is held together, so to speak, by paper fasteners. And how other people get along without them, we are at a loss to imagine. At another point, almost equally important, is that the husband is generally messing about at home. That is, indeed, to a superficial observer, one of the most remarkable characteristics of the literary household. Other husbands are cast out in the morning to raven for income and return to a home that is swept and garnished towards the end of the day. But the literary husband is